Hello, the Five Minutes of the Prophetess, the Finished Work of Christ, episode 7-6. And we're using 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 1 as our golden scripture. And it says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory, keep the focus on what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." And I always pause here to say what? That you have not believed in vain. Say it, I have not believed in vain. That's why you keep coming back to hear what the finished work of Christ is about. For the next verse, "For I delivered unto you that which I also received, first of all, how that Christ died." What's the first of all of the gospel? How that Christ died. The priority of the gospel is how he died. So we are at the point where we say that Jesus was now hanging on the cross, and then three things happened. And we've just looked at how the veil in the Holy of Holies was torn into two, from where? Top to bottom. Good. So we are going to look at the crucifixion in two aspects. The first aspect is the physical aspect. So I'll just go through the physical aspects, which we all know we enacted during Easter. But do you know that the real deal was what was happening behind the scenes? What your eye could not see, my eye could not see. What Peter, John, all of them, even Jesus' mother, what their eyes could not see. We are going to zero it in on that one, because that is what the gospel is about. We will see the man of Galilee hanging there. We will see him crying and asking for water. They gave him vinegar. We will see him turning his head and say, "It is finished," and giving up the ghost. We will see all these things, but they are not the real. The real thing was what was happening behind the scenes, because he was accomplishing something. There was something that he went to do. Remember, we've gone through that in the Garden of Gethsemane. I said the Garden of Gethsemane was a continuation of what happened in the Garden of Eden, because he had come. And what was the purpose? To come into union with spiritual death. And what is spiritual death? The nature of the devil. Spiritual death is the nature of the devil. And that was what Adam and Eve had received, had been imparted. They received that they were born again on the wrong side, in that they were perfect souls, perfect spirits, but they had disobeyed God and committed high treason by giving over the whole earth to the devil, and therefore they were impacted with Satan's nature. Okay, so here was Christ who had come to the cross, and he is there to be your substitute. If you had said to John, the apostle, or then was the disciple, "Do you know what is going on?" You would have said, "Yes, my master is on the cross. They betrayed him. Judas Iscariot betrayed him. And now he's hanging there and he's dying a shameful death between two thieves. I don't understand. I just thought, why could this happen? We thought he was the Messiah. We thought he had come to save Israel. But here he's hanging helpless. He can't help himself. I can't help him." And he did not know what was going on. So all the disciples did not know. So why didn't they know? Because at that point, they were still not born again. It is only the blood of Jesus that was going to grant them access to this new life called eternal life that God was going to give to them. So they were dead men standing there. Dead men. Their spirits were dead. Like Adam and Eve, dead. Their spirits were dead. Their spirits had been imparted with what? Spiritual death. So they had that sickness with them. And they were standing there looking on and did not understand, could not decipher what was really happening. So by God's grace, we are going to go in depth into all this. And what are we going to look at to be able to see what was happening? We are going to look at the messianic scriptures. Scriptures like Isaiah 53. We're going to look at Psalms. We're going to go to Malachi. We're going to look at all these other scriptures that speak about what Christ was coming to do. The prophecies, the prophetic words about him. This is what is going to open our eyes to what Christ has done. I always tell you, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John will not give you the entire picture. What it can only do is to give you the events. But what was the real things that were happening behind the scenes, they will not be able to give you. They could only tell what they could see, that which they could see, that which they could handle with their hands. That was all they caught. But God gave Apostle Paul the revelation about what happened. So we're going to go into detail. I believe that, listen, do not miss the next episode. Not for all the rice in China. You're blessed. Bye.